Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. South Louisiana gardeners often make use of tropical plants in their landscapes. These are plants that are native to climates where freezes don't occur. Using them here has some benefits, but it also has some drawbacks. Now, why do we use these wonderful plants? Because nothing else thrives in our landscapes during the torrid heat and humidity of a Louisiana summer. Tropicals love the heat, and they reward us with lush foliage and beautiful flowers. They often have large leaves that provide a dramatic effect in the landscape, and many produce brilliant flowers all through the summer season. Now, the downside is lack of cold hardiness. Because they're native to climates that are frost-free, they have a difficult time here during the winter because, of course, we do have some freezes. As a result, they don't generally look very good here in the wintertime. Freezes damage the foliage, and hard or severe freezes may even kill the plants. People often help their tropicals get through the winter by covering them as needed or providing other protection. This extra effort needs to be taken into consideration when choosing plants like tropicals to put into your landscape. Remember, on those cold nights when you're running out with the sheets and covering up those plants, a lot of us do think it's worth it to get these great plants through the winter, but it's something you certainly need to keep in mind and consider when thinking about adding tropicals. Now is a really good time to add tropical plants to your landscape. While this is not a very good time to plant hardy trees and shrubs in your landscape, tropicals love the heat of this time of the year. So the nurseries often have a good selection at this point for you to go and purchase. Remember to use tropical plants more to embellish your landscape. Don't make your whole landscape composed of tropicals because, you know, a landscape that has mostly tropicals in it is going to look pretty sad during the wintertime. Most of your plants should be hardy and even evergreen to keep your landscape looking nice. But boy, a few tropicals here and there in containers or as specimen plants or planted along in a mixed bed can really add a lot to your landscape. The reason why it's important to plant tropical plants now, or by the middle of August at the latest, is because they need some time to settle in and get established before winter. This helps make them more cold tolerant and better able to come through the winter alive. Now, some of the plants you may find in your local nurseries this time of the year include many kinds of gingers. Now, gingers have fleshy below-ground rhizomes, and this allows gingers to survive the winters here. Even though the tops may be frozen back, those below-ground rhizomes survive, and they'll grow back up again in the spring. There are many, many types to choose from with different colored flowers and different sizes. I particularly love the butterfly ginger. It's a Dicium coronarium, and it produces beautiful white, very fragrant flowers for our garden. Tropical hibiscuses bloom with brilliant flowers all through the summer season. Now, they'll generally survive temperatures in the mid to low 20s if they're well covered. But you should keep in mind that these are not permanent shrubs in your landscape and could be lost over the winter. Palms are best planted this time of the year as well, and remember, hardiness is an issue. Queen palms have been lost several times in the last few years, so they're really a questionable choice for this area. Add some beautiful tropicals to your landscape. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.